You're listening to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey.
Thanks for your company. Have you looked us up on the web yet? You can find us at www.womenofhope.com.au. If you're planning a car trip, check out the station listing so you can tune in to Women of Hope as you travel around Australia. Today we are thinking about mothers and daughters, a topic which inevitably occupies conversations over a cappuccino, the telephone, or a teary meal with girlfriends, sisters, and maybe husbands. Pat and Tricia are sharing their personal stories about mothers and how they've worked through issues of forgiveness so they can be different mothers to their own daughters. Tricia, we're talking about conflict, conflict between mothers and daughters, relational conflict, and sometimes resolution of conflict. One often hopes there's resolution. I believe this is something that you can share a little bit about.
Well, Penny, I'm in the lovely position of having three beautiful daughters, all grown up now, all with their own vocations, and just excellent girls, have fabulous personalities, but have taken very different walks in life. And as a second marriage, the conflict that's come through in our relationships has been quite difficult, sometimes like a minefield. Never knowing quite how the pain of the past and the busyness of the today helps us transverse this sort of relationship. So it's had great difficulties. I'm close to all of them on different levels. So each time I'm with them by themselves, it actually can be worked through. I found as a dynamic, when they're all together, it's quite difficult.
So the conflict has come because of the second marriage, or the conflict would have been there anyway?
The conflict would have been there anyway. The second marriage, or the divorce and the second marriage, is what really causes new relationships to be formed. It's called the blended family.
And of course you're going to expect relational juggling and different things happening.
That's it. And especially if there's any pain from the past that hasn't quite worked through. When one's a teenager, as the girls were when I was divorced, they were at different growing stages, and so by the time they moved on into their own relationships, whatever that might be through work or personal, there was still some activity that was affected by the past. And so it usually came out with mum, because, you know, that was our relationship that we had to continually try to work through. And it was difficult in the early part.
As a mother, we are on the receiving end of relationships, because it's a safe haven, isn't it?
That's
Mom should be safe.
Absolutely. Yes, you should absolutely feel safe with your mother. I would have to say, going back a little bit, and I'm not sure if that's relevant, but we're just talking, is that I used to feel very safe with my mother. And I felt I had a wonderful relationship with my mother, close. I was born in Scotland, and we lived in a very small apartment in my early years, and so I was used to small environment, small territory, safe territory. But I found that as I grew up, memories and things came to the surface that caused me to rethink that relationship. And that was devastating. So this is quite a personal subject for me, to find that a relationship between a mother and a daughter is a very important one for your well-being for the future.
And how can you have looked back on it initially and thought it was safe, and now you're rethinking it? What has led to that?
It's interesting. Memories are often repressed. Memories are often within us, remembered at the time that they happened, but we don't necessarily bring them to the surface, or they don't come to the surface until much later. And so for me, I only had the memories that I remembered, which were I had a safe environment, I had a good childhood, you know, I had a lovely, loving mother. I just didn't have necessarily a protective mother. And so things happened to me in my childhood that I have since come to remember. And so that's affected how I feel about that safe environment and that safe relationship. It's no longer that.
So as an adult, you look back on your childhood and realize that it wasn't the safe haven you thought it was.
Correct.
What about as an adult and a parent? Was that impacting on your own parenting, your own mothering?
Oh, it would absolutely have done. Unfortunately, And I can only speak from my own circumstances. My memory came late. It didn't come early. Had it come early, it would have affected my relationship with my own children in a better way. But as it came late, I'd already been affected by the bad memories and not known why. It was only with really knowing God, beautiful friends and sisters who prayed with me and who helped me grow in the safety of being able to remember the things that I didn't want to remember. And so, of course, that affected my relationship with my children because of the timing.
Did you have a chance to resolve any of these things with your mother?
No. No, she died before I could come to terms with this.
Do you feel angry?
I did feel angry. I certainly did. I felt very angry. I felt angry that where I thought I had been protected and safe, I was living in denial. That was not true.
So you're talking sexual abuse?
I'm certainly talking abuse, yes.
And abuse from other family members?
Yes.
And your mother knew about them? You don't know?
I don't know. I could never ask her. So I could never resolve that conflict within you. I've gone to other family members and asked them, and they've admitted there was neglect.
By your mother?
Mm.
And now, as a mother who's raised daughters into adulthood,
yes,
have you demonstrated neglect? Because that's your experience.
Oh, in the early part, of course I did. With the firstborn, yes, I did. Because there was so much pain associated with her birth that brought it with its own reaction. But as the years went on, I felt that I had overcome that. But I certainly, and I have admitted to my first daughter that she was certainly neglected in that early part because I chose not to deal with some very personal issues.
So you've learnt new behaviours.
I've learnt new behaviours.
Which has allowed you to reform and reshape the relationships.
Absolutely. Taking time, taking a lot of time and taking a lot of energy and a lot of honesty and a lot of tears and a lot of working through. And unfortunately, what happens in cases like mine, because I have spoken with other women, is that often the daughters don't necessarily want all that information. And so you have to work through a relationship, work through new behavioral patterns without confronting them to a place that they don't want to be. Often they would say to me, Mum, that's your issues. They're your issues. And I say, but they affect us. And so I need to discuss them with you so that I'm open with you.
Give me an example.
An example would be that that perhaps, like I say, a dynamic where there'd be more than one daughter and there would be a conflict between each one of us. And it would come up, oh, but that was my childhood. Oh, but my childhood was different from your childhood. And I'd be there trying to not interfere, allowing them to be themselves, but at the same time knowing that I was a different person then. And so by bringing in my input to that particular argument, they would go, but you're the same mother. And I'd go, but I'm not the same person now that I was then, because I now know what was driving me.
Are mothers allowed to change?
I'm saying I'm allowed to change, and I'm a mother, so I would say yes.
But do children
say that? But do my daughters agree to that? I think now, as they're really in their adulthood and they're maturing, yes. Yes, they would see that. And in fact, my youngest, I would have to say, sees it more than the eldest. The eldest has still got some pain and still feels unsafe with me, even though there's nothing like the same circumstances that I was in now, having understood unsafeness. But my youngest is quite different. So it's taken time, and they're all different. They're all different personalities.
Tell me how a child feels unsafe with a mother. How does it show itself?
Insecurity, too much control, too much input from the parent, not enough allowing creative personality showing, always trying to keep them in a place where they don't necessarily want to be, not allowing freedom.
So that's a mother imposing that on the child. What about the child demonstrating insecurity to the mother?
Shyness, quietness, tantrums, more than normal sibling rivalry, trying to take control, trying to get attention, sickness, playing at sickness, a fear of, oh, she doesn't love me, so I have to show her how to love me. And so a strong personality that almost dominates in the child that then other people start reacting to. And I had one of those. I had one that showed a great strength. And yet, in later years, she's expressed that she was terrified as a child. Never felt safe.
As a parent, how did you cope with that knowledge, with that admittance?
Oh, well, it happened later, of course. But, oh, I did what most people would do. I was devastated. I cried. I was remorseful. I became very prayerful. I can assure you, pain like this leads you to God. And so I just prayed and held on to God and learned to communicate with my eldest, I think, in a better way, in a more healthy way. And so I openly admitted my need of her love and her acceptance and her forgiveness, but also that we had to change our relationship so that that could be laid to rest. And that's still ongoing.
You're listening to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey.
If Tricia and Pat's stories are stirring up past hurts in your own life, please don't let them fester any further. Ring Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey right now and talk to us about your pain. We have a new 1300 number, so no matter from where in Australia you are calling, you will only pay the cost of a local call. Our number is 1300 769 964. That's 1300 769 964, or we could say 769964. Or you can email me, write to Women of Hope at cwciaus.org.au. That's Women of Hope, all one word, at cwciaus.org.au. Whilst the mother-daughter relationship is complex, there are things we can do as mothers to grow our daughter's self-esteem. Accept your daughter as a unique human being. Avoid blaming her if you have problems. Give your daughter the freedom to grow up. Ensure you have a life independent of your daughter's. Don't rely on her for your happiness or your desires. And most importantly, pray for both your daughters and sons, and hopefully pray also with them. God loves them. He gave them to us. We can give them back into God's care. Remember too, we are God's daughters, and nothing could be more special than that. Thanks for joining me. I look forward to your company again next time, here on Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey.